Hey everyone, actress Melissa Bologna is in the studio. She's here to talk about her upcoming film, The Year of Spectacular Men, and much, much more, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, welcome. I'm your host, Veronica Barriga. You are watching Mini Spotlight. Next to me, the very beautiful, very talented Melissa Bologna is in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, how are you today?
I am great.
Good.
It's another day in beautiful, sunny LA.
It's gorgeous. Yes. It's been gloomy, but today it's like sunny.
Today it is very sunny. I would know. I sweated during my walk with my dog.
That's awesome. Well, let's talk about this. This is a huge film you have coming out, directed by Lee Thompson, The Year of Spectacular Men. Tell us a little bit about that.
Gosh, it's one of my favorite films. It's, I would say it's like kind of like a coming of age comedy, and it's about the character Izzy's Year of Spectacular Men. As you know, we all have our trials and tribulations dating.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm fortunate enough to play Leah Thompson's girlfriend in the film, and I'm a yoga instructor and very, very into, you know, earthy things and.
Yeah.
It's just a really cool script and well executed with director Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
And we all had a lot of fun making it, and I think that really reflects in the movie.
That's fantastic. So I'm curious, is it, you've done it quite a bit, but is it different working with a female director opposed to a male director? Is there a huge difference? Or?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human, but I would say, you know, working with Leah specifically, she's definitely very, very patient, and, you know, she's playful, and she makes a real collaborative effort with everyone. It's not just like, do it like this, it's how should we do it, and her and her family were a real pleasure to work with. It's funny, you know, seeing them work together with the family dynamic.
And so how did you find out when you got the role? Were you very excited, or were you kind of expecting it, or tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I kind of had my inklings when I had lunch with Leah. Gosh, I think it was like 3 years ago. We had lunch at my first time at Fred Segal Moro's Cafe.
Okay.
And we just like really hit it off. She's a huge animal lover and so am I. So you could just imagine the photo exchanges.
And showing all the doggies.
And I just remember her telling me, she's like, you're very soft and loving, like how I see the character Amethyst, which is yours truly.
Amethyst, I love that. That's so hippie.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So bohemian. So you have another huge film, The Hurricane Heist.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit, because that's a different role that you play in that.
Oh, yeah, tech hacker, just apples and oranges. So I play a tech hacker in The Hurricane Heist, and it's a big action film, so it's my first time working on something on that level with a lot of technical stunts that took days and days to do. And that's with director Rob Cohen, who's like the notorious action king. He directed The Fast and Furious and Triple X.
That's right.
And you know, his style of directing is different. Like, he'll just keep going till he gets what he wants.
Oh,
and,
wow.
But he knows it, like, he knows exactly what he wants, and he has these visions for stunts, and it's just, everyone has their own style of working, but he was also amazing to work with.
Yeah, that's amazing. Where'd you guys shoot that?
Bulgaria.
Ooh, yeah. That's different.
Yeah, I was there for a few months. It was really cool. You know, I became a local and went to all these restaurants and had my local coffee shop.
Okay. Right on. Did you pick up a little Bulgarian?
Oh, gosh, of course. I asked the crew all the curse words. so I knew those at the time, and you know, of course, hello, goodbye, where's the bathroom? So yeah, I guess you could say I did. Oh, blagadaria. I think that's, I don't know what that means. Hopefully it's not a curse word. It might mean thank you, I don't know.
I got one for you. Nostrave.
It sounds good.
Cheers. Nostrave is cheers in Bulgaria.
Okay.
I don't know why I know that.
Nostrave.
Nostrave. So this is great. You've done quite a bit, worked with lots of huge stars, alongside lots of huge stars. You were in Acts of Violence with Bruce Willis.
Yes.
What was that like, working with him?
I mean, that was also a cool experience. That film I would consider action as well.
Sure.
And I play Mia, and the film revolves around my character being kidnapped the night of her bachelorette party.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, she's just so tough. It just...
Cool. Are you like a badass in that? And you fight back?
Of course.
I love that. Cool.
Yeah, so that was shot in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And, that was a lot of fun, a really nice, pleasant set. And the director is Brett Donahue.
Uh-huh.
Spelt who. and no, he's a really sweet guy, and he actually spends quite a bit of time in Bulgaria. Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. And you know, I love my castmates, and that was also a very nice set.
But it was kind of a serious role, right? Because your character sort of gets into sex trafficking.
Or yes, it was a serious role. It had its light moments at the beginning, you know, when she's getting married and she's very close with her fiance's family.
Oh.
But then it goes dark pretty quick.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, she gets kidnapped to go into sex trafficking. You're exactly correct.
Oh, wow.
And so it reveals, you know, the whole sex trade and what goes on. And some of the scenes were really creepy and chilling. And
oh, man.
Yeah.
You had to, you probably did a lot of research for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's tough. But you did great.
Thank you.
You're so versatile. I love that. Play everything. So this is so fascinating to me. You did a bit of modeling, or do you still model, or?
When the opportunity presents itself, I find myself doing like a lot of shoots pertaining to my acting.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. It's like best of both worlds.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of models try to transition into film and television, but you've successfully done so.
Yes.
So I'm just curious, like, what do you think is the secret behind that, or what was it for you that, you know?
My dream was always to be an actress, and I'm very fortunate for the modeling side because I really think that helped me develop a platform.
Sure, yeah.
But I was advised, you know, during my modeling career, I really wanted to do, you know, like Victoria's Secret and Sports Illustrated. That was, you know, I thought that was like the ultimate, and it is in the modeling world, you know, for girls that want to pursue that path.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was advised by people out in LA who knew my dreams and goals, and they said, just be careful how far you go, because the further you go and become more successful, which it's advice, doesn't mean it's accurate, that it's harder to transition. So I kept that in mind, and then kept, at that point, a balance of acting and modeling.
Yeah.
And then when I was, you know, getting what I wanted in acting, it's kind of when I made the full transition.
That's great advice. Yeah, because in Hollywood, they kind of want to see you as one thing, you know, and you have to prove them otherwise.
Totally,
yeah,
totally.
You got a good team. That's good notes. So you've acted alongside Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
James Franco. I'm just going to name a few because there's everyone. Bruce Willis, John Travolta, Val Kilmer. Who is, like, the most different from their Hollywood persona? Would you say?
Who's most different from their Hollywood persona?
Or like surprised you the most? Like,
that's a good question. I really liked Willem Dafoe.
Oh, cool.
He's just like super, super sweet and like.
Okay.
Just like a ball of energy. Who else?
Well, because he plays the bad guys a lot of times.
Doggy
Dog, he's very like.
Yeah, exactly. And he's always plays these crazy characters.
Yeah.
And so he's. It's refreshing to see how sweet he is.
How sweet he is. That's cool.
And who else? Nick Cage is great. Super professional.
Yeah.
And then the film was fortunate enough to be in the Cannes Film Festival Director's Fortnight. So
huge,
it's funny seeing, you know, the resting Nick Cage, where he was just so excited about the film and, you know, really enjoyed his time. So I got to see working Nick, and I'm in Cannes Nick, and he's a truly great professional guy.
Cool. That's great. You, and I love this about you. It's in 2015, the New York Observer recognized you as a leading young philanthropist.
Okay.
God, that's amazing. That's a good deal.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's one of the things I'm most proud of. And yeah, I mean, even some of the names that were on that list, I was like, you know, having to pinch myself.
Sure.
But I love, you know, I love helping where I can with,
different organizations.
Just different organizations that are near to me, especially pertaining to animals or people that are, like, truly in need or abuse cases. And
oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've worked with Sean Penn's charity.
Haitian Relief Organization.
Oh,
I've done
amazing.
A lot of work with them. And it's amazing the amount of money they raise. And it truly does organically go into Haiti. They're on site there,
yeah,
you know, building houses and everything themselves. There's no middleman. So that's one of the things I admire most about the organization.
Yeah, and that's important too, because a lot of times, like you mentioned, the funds won't go directly to the people.
Yeah.
It somehow gets cut. But
fortunately,
that,
it happens. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. So I know you have a lot going on. You stay busy. Tell us about any upcoming projects you want to plug.
Yeah, I just got done shooting a film called The Last Wish.
Oh, cool.
Directed by Timothy Woodward Jr.
Okay.
And I am the female lead named Lisa.
Ooh.
Alongside Michael Welch, who I absolutely adore. And shot all around LA, and that's really only my third time shooting in LA, which sounds really crazy,
wow.
But
yeah.
It's true. So, I mean, that was a great experience. It was funny, you know, driving to work. It's like so atypical.
Yeah, you should have to fly out.
Yeah, I'm always in these weird places. So that's a great, kind of like supernatural film.
Mm.
And I was literally just cast a few days ago in a film called Murder Mansion.
Okay.
And the script I'm super passionate about. It's, you know, kind of like, you know, kind of like a Clue theme.
Okay.
And I love my character. I don't want to give too much away, but just know, you know, she's interesting.
Okay.
Creepy.
Wait, that's all we got?
I know.
You gotta watch the film.
Yeah, you gotta watch the film. First, let me shoot it next week.
We shoot first, then we watch it. All right, cool. Well, where can people find you on social media?
At Melissa Bologna. B-O-L-O-N as in Nancy A. Drop the G. There is no G.
No G. Bologna. You're Latina.
Yes, yeah. I'm half Peruvian.
Yeah, cool.
Hence that nya.
Then yeah. And you can find me online at Veronica B Online. We'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.